U.S. court formally grants Frank appeal. The Atlanta Constitution, Thursday, 7th January 1915, page 5, column 2. Justice Lamar so notifies Attorney General Grice conference with Dorsey. Attorney General Warren Grice on Wednesday received formal notification from Justice Lamar of the United States Supreme Court that the appeal of Leo M. Frank, convicted of the murder of Mary Fagan, had been granted upon the recent application to the local federal court for habeas corpus. Attorney General Grice has notified Solicitor Dorsey, and a conference has been arranged between the solicitor and the attorney general for some time Thursday, when the details of presenting the state's side of the case will be discussed. The date of the hearing of the case in the Supreme Court was not specified in the notification to the attorney general. A.S. Collier again in toils of law. A.S. Collier, lawyer, adventurer, and prisoner in many different prisons, is in again. This time, according to information from Chattanooga, he is being held in that city upon request from officials of Oklahoma City, in which place he is said to be wanted on a charge of obtaining money on false pretenses. Collier is the familiar character in the Frank case who sprang such a sensation at the time Frank was indicted by his dictograph episode, in which a number of Atlanta's most prominent civic and legal figures were involved.